I guess I'm next. I'm going to hand these out. Kelly's going to hand out hard copies of slides that we have to discuss the visual impact assessment. Help you out a little bit, since it's, I realize that it's hard for everybody to see the screen here, and you may be able to see details a little better on those hard copies than you, if you can on the screen. So at this point, Ben and I are going to talk about all of the different methods that were used to evaluate visual impact from the facility, the different analysts that performed those assessments, the wide range of locations where the visual assessment was looked at for the project in and around the town. We initially performed a set of photo simulations that we submitted to the Maine Department of Environmental Protection in accordance with their Natural Resources Protection Act requirements. I'll be talking about those a little bit more in a few minutes. The DEP has their own specific requirements for what sorts of scenic resources have to be considered in an environmental and visual impact assessment. In this case, the predominant ones are the numerous historic buildings that are either currently on or eligible for the National Register of Historic Places and the views from Penobscot Bay. Typically that level of a visual impact assessment is sufficient for all levels of permitting for a project, in my experience. However, the board did make several additional requests, which we have complied with. The first was that the balloon test be conducted so that people in town could get a better sense of the dimensions of the tank as it would be on the site. Ben's going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. We also did a board request, a 3D model of the facility and of the surrounding area. We'll talk about that in more detail and show you the results of that model here in just a couple of minutes. And then lastly, Terry DeWan and Associates have done a couple of simulations, independent simulations. I believe that was on the at the request of Thanks But No Tank, and we have included those in our presentation here tonight, so you have the benefit of that independent look at what the facility may look like. I'm not certain whether those simulations were provided to you, but we're happy to do that here tonight. So we believe that once you see all of the ways that visual impact has been looked at for this project, the number of locations, the different ways that have been used, the results of those different approaches to assessing visual impact, and we are going to at the end compare different approaches from the same location, so you can see how a 3D model compared to the initial visual simulation compared to someone else's simulation. We believe that you have in front of you a very comprehensive set of slides and representations to demonstrate that the visual impact of the facility would not change the scenic character of the Mack Point area given its current state of development and the amount of development on Route 1 and or represent an adverse visual impact for the community.